Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Bet. We left off at the bottom of Mem Aleph and Murbet 41b at the Mishnah. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalema Avon Lefulim. Rishalam, Chemda, Barachama, Ghananjan, and Mechan, Mechan, Rifkas, and Manunia, Shalom, Masarah, Davin, Mechel. Yafka, Bat, Devoran, Rifka, Bat, Ochebe, Rifka, Bat, Esther, Shalom, Masarah, Fram, 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 Shalom, Nechana, Fram, Nirayam, Yavadam, Nifach, Hayasam, Mechon, Rechama, Chana, Simcha, Ben, Melka, מרים בת יוחאי בן אליז בן מרים חנה נהנה בן נעמר חנה סבת המסה בן חנה אגב בן נחן בן נעשה בן זכם מניח השם השם המשם פנינה יוסף בן יפד דניה מדינה שמחה בן נעמר בן נעמר בן נעמר בן נעמר בן נעמר נבת תהילה בת מרים נבדיל נשמע דוד רחל בת אליהו דוד בן אליהו ליד אלו מדפרים שמה משאלה בועז בן נעמר בן נעמר נעים שם בן נשאלה להבדיל לרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we're at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page on 41b. Lo yochalimo. We're continuing the conversation of what you are and are not allowed to do with that person who takes a neder that you cannot benefit from him. So lo yochalimo min ha'evus shelifnei ha'poalim. They used to have this container that they would put in front of the workers who would work, that they would all come and eat from. So he says, you're not... Let's please keep all of the questions, comments, and everything for the end, please. There's been a bunch of requests also on the recordings. So he says, minavush lifnei ha'poalim, don't eat with him from that worker's container of food. Velo ya'aseimo be'uman. And you should not work with him on the same row of a vineyard. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. He says you're allowed to work with him on the same row as long as it's far away from him. Right, what's the idea over there? Is when you're working on the same, right around the same spot, if he's digging and he's making holes, let's say for planting, then he's making the ground softer, he's making it easier for where you're planting, because he makes the ground easier to dig, the dirt easier and softer. So as long as it's far away, the Chachamim say that's fine. So the Gemara says, it goes on there, machloket. Bekarov lo pligi de asir. Everybody agrees if they're close in proximity to one another, it would be asur. Ki pligi, what is the machloket? Berachok. If they're distant from one another. Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds, gazrinan rachok mishum karov, de kamer apel la'ara kameh. Rabbi Meir says, we make a decree on something, rachok, on something far away from where this other person is digging, because he may come to do it close to him. And in the case of close, what's the problem of close? Like I explained, he's making the ground softer for the guy to dig. Whereas, Verabbanan Savri lo gazrinan, Rabbanan say, we do not make such a decree of far to close. So therefore, the Rabbanan, the Chachamim would say that if it's distant from the person, it'd be allowed to work that part of the ground, that row, as long as it's distant from the person. Okay? Flipping the Amud, new Mishnah. Hamudar hana'am echavero. If somebody has a neder against him from his friend, lifnei shavi'it, before shavi'it. So ino yored letoch sadeu. You cannot go into the person's field to eat some of the fruits, from the fruits of shavi'it. Ve'ino ochel min hanotot. And he cannot eat from the fruits that are, there are types of fruits that are notot, they are sticking out of his field. So, for example, he has trees at the corners of his field, and there's fruits on the branches that are sticking out of the field. So he can't even eat those, because the person took a neder from him not to eat before Shavuot, so even during Shavuot is asur. Ube Shavuot, if he took the neder during Shavuot, that the person shouldn't benefit from him. Eino yored letoch sadeh. He cannot go into his field to eat. Aval ochel hu min hanetiot hanotot. But he's allowed to eat from the fruits that are sticking out. Why? What's the difference over here? So the Mefarash says, hoil velo have birshuto hashta kim madirle. Since it's not in his possession when he made the neder, because it's not physically, it's shavit, is not his. Right, you cannot make shavit asur them, so that would be he wouldn't be allowed to make a neder on such fruits. So that's why the fruits that are sticking out wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara is going to explain why can't he go into the field and eat then? If let's say the person he took a neder, you can't eat from my fruits in the field, but it's shavit, it's not his possession. How can he make such a neder? So the Gemara is going to talk about it. Nadar himenu ma'achal lifnei shavit. If he took a neder for the person not to eat his food before shavit, yored letoch sadeu. He can go into the person's field. He's not benefiting by going in. Ve'eno ochel min haperot. But he doesn't eat from the fruits. Uveshvi'it. And if the person took a neder during shvi'it, yored ve'ochel. He can go in and he can eat because the fruits, shvi'it fruits, is not his possession, so therefore that neder would not take effect. So the last mefarish of the Mishnah says, Yored ve'ochel da'achshav yatsa min rishuto, because now it left his possession. Right? Okay, very good. Gemara, Rav Shmuel da'amrei tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both say, Nechasim elu, if a person said these properties, alecha, nechasim elu alecha, if he says that these fruits, these properties should be upon you, as a neder, lifnei shavit, before shavit, so eino yored letoch sadeu, he cannot go into the person's field, ve'eino ochel min hanotot, and he cannot eat from the fruits that are sticking out, af al pi shehigia shavit, even if shavit arrives. Meaning, he took this neder that you can't eat from, you can't benefit from these properties, these fruits, and you cannot eat from the fruits that are sticking out. So he took another, you can't benefit from these properties. So that is before Shavit. Now once Shavit arrives, it stays. That nether would apply both to the fruits in the field and the fruits sticking out of the field. Ve'im b'shvit, and the Gemara says, and if the nether was taken during Shavit, nadar, so in yored letoch sadeu, the guy can't go into his field, aval ochel min hanotot, but he can eat from the fruits sticking out of the field. This is Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say that if he took the neder during Shavit, then the fruits that are sticking out of the field would be okay. Let's see the Mefaresh. Da'amri tarvayu, klomar kol nechasai alecha v'chol makom shehen. He says, when he says my properties, he's saying all of my properties, wherever they are, no matter what, whether they're outside the field or inside the field, all of them should be asur to you. Ve'en ochel min hanotot, he says, v'af al bi shehigia shavit v'shel hefkeren. Even whenever Shavit comes and those fruits that are sticking outside the field become ownerless, still you cannot benefit from those fruits because he took a neder. This is a Rav and Shmuel. Whereas if you took the neder during Shavit, then the fruits that are sticking out are not his possession and therefore you can benefit. But Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say, Da'amri Tarvayu, they both say, Nechasai Alecha, if I say that my property is upon you, Lifnei Shavit, before Shavit, he says, should be a neder that they are asur to you. En yored letoch sadeu, you can't go into his field. Ve'en ochel min hanotot, and you cannot eat from the fruit sticking out of the field. Oh, but they bring a change up. They say, higia shavit, when shavit arrives, eino yored letoch sadeu, you cannot go into his field. Aval ochel hu et hanotot, but you are allowed to eat from the fruits that are sticking out. So they differ from Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says, even when shavit arrives, nothing changes. Whereas they say, no, when shavit arrives, those fruits that are sticking out now, they become permitted for you to benefit from. You can eat those. So look at the Mefaresh. Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, higia shavit en yored aval ochel min hanotot. You cannot go into the field, but you can eat from those fruits. We're going to try to analyze what the machloket is between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, lema b'hakam miflegi. Let's say that they are arguing on the following machloket. The Rav Shmuel Sabre, Rav and Shmuel hold, Adam oser davar shebirshuto, afilu l'kshayetzeh mirshuto. That a person can make something that's in his possession asur, even when it will leave his possession. Meaning, these fruits, the notot that are sticking out of his field, that right now they're in his possession really, but when Shavit arrives, they leave his possession, they become ownerless, so he can make someone asur to those fruits before Shavit, and they would continue to be asur even after Shavit, even though they become ownerless. That's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say, Savri, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shebirshuto. A person cannot make something asur that's in his possession, L'Kshayetzeh Mirshuto, if it will leave his possession afterwards. Meaning they say that those sticking out fruits, when Shavit arrives, he's going to lose the ownership because it becomes ownerless. So those fruits would not be asur. You cannot make those asur now before Shavit and for them to continue to be asur afterwards. If it changes its status, that neder would not count. This maybe is the machloket between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, does that make sense? V'tizbera? Does that make any sense? So the Gemara says, Mi ika lemanda amar, ein adam oser davar shebirshuto l'kshayetzeh mirshuto. Do we even have an opinion in Shas that says that a person cannot make something asur that's in his possession if it will leave his possession? Do we even have such an opinion? Who was the one who said that? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Right? Is there opinion? Is that an actual opinion? So the Gemara says, let's question that opinion. Im ken, if that's the case, if we have such an opinion, niflagi bin nechasim elu. Why don't we have a machloket? The argument, let it be on if the person said these properties in general, v'kol shaken min nechasai, and it would be all the more so if he said my properties. What's the difference? Look at the mefaresh. It's one of the last mefaresh. So he says, "Afilu hecha." He says, "Lifli given nechasim elu." Afilu hecha da amar nechasim elu alecha. Even if he says these properties should be asur to you, velemru. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish ochel b'shviit mishum hatam da'amar en adam oser davar shvirshuto l'kshetzem mishuto. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both say you cannot make something asur in your possession that will leave your possession. So kol sheken hecha da'amar. How much more so in a case where they say nechasai? If he said my properties, the mashma kol zman she'en b'shuto, which means that all the meanwhile that they're in my possession, meaning once they leave my possession, they're not asur anymore. His question is like this. Why is the machloket in our Gemara over here talking about when he says v'nechasai, my properties? It should have been v'nechasim elu, the general with these properties. And I would have known all the more so v'nechasai, my properties. Why? Because when you say my properties, that means that anything that's in my possession. These notot, these fruits sticking out, when Shavit arrives, they become ownerless. So now they're not in his possession anymore. So that's a given by nechasai. But if you would have said nechasim elu, that would have been the chidush. So that's the Gemara's question. Why don't you just say by nechasim elu, and you would learn all the more so by nechasai? So the Gemara says v'tu, and not only that. Second question: Hatnan. We learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "The Adam oser davar shebirshuto lekcheretzay mirshuto." A person is able to make something forbidden in his possession, even though it will leave his possession. How do we know that? The Mishnah says, "Ditnan." This is the Mishnah. Actually, we're going to see it's in Bava Kamma. We're going to see it later on in the Masechet. Ha'omer livno. If somebody says to his child, Kunam sha'ata neheneli, I'm taking a neder from anything that you benefit from me, you cannot benefit from me. So he says, meh, if the father then dies, yirashennu, the son is allowed to inherit him. Because it was only during his lifetime that the neder took effect. But after the death, that's it. If the father said, bechayav ubemoto, he took the neder, that both in his lifetime and after his death, this should take effect. So flipping the amud, so the Gemara says, if the father dies, lo yirashenu, he's not allowed to inherit him. What do we see here? The father can make a neder
that goes past
a time where, exactly, it's not in his possession anymore to give an inheritance when he dies. He cannot say, after I die, even in halachot of inheritance, you're not allowed to say, okay, when I die, give this to this person, give this. No, they're halachot. You have to do it during your lifetime. So that means you could say, 5 minutes before I die, I want to give these to X, Y, and Z. But a person, it's against the Torah for a person to say, after or write a will that will be distributed after your lifetime. Rabbi Rahim stresses this all the time. You have to do it that 5 minutes before the person's death, he says that these should be gifted. Not, because if that's the case, you have to give double portion to the Bechor and so on and so forth, and no portions go to the women. It has to be very, very coordinated with the Torah. So you have to be very careful with that. But so the point is here that Ein Adam Oser, it's showing that a person is allowed to Oser, he's allowed to forbid something in his possession, even after it'll leave his possession, even after the person will die. So how can you say, we have an explicit Mishnah that states this, how can you say otherwise? These are two strong questions. So the Gemara answers the second question. Shane Hacha, over here is different. Because he said to him, b'chayav u'bemoto. The case over here was, he said specifically during his lifetime and after his death. So since he said both, here, look at the Mefaresh. De'amar says, aval hecha de'amar bistam, ema le'olam en adam oser. If you would have just said general, without specifying his life and death, we would have said that en adam oser, a person cannot make such an object forbidden, the inheritance forbidden after his death. But since he specified, here is a very specific case where it would be allowed to do that because he specified. But it's not a proof that we hold in general that a person can forbid something even when it would leave his possession afterwards.
What was his position at the time that he made the nether?
Nachon, but since it's leaving his possession afterwards, that's the whole Gemara. The Gemara is saying, how can you be oser something in your possession that will leave your possession afterwards? So the Gemara says, but that only answers question number two. We had two questions. Question number one is, why don't you argue on nechasim elu, and we would learn all the more so of nechasai, my properties. Question number two was this question that he brought this case, that we have an explicit Mishnah. It answered that, saying this is a different case. But the Gemara says, mikol makom kasha. We still have a difficulty on our first question. So the Gemara says, ela benechasim elu kule amelo pligi. Everybody agrees if he said these properties. Everyone would be in agreement over there. That Mefarish says, the mashman nechasim elu le'olam. It means nechasim elu le'olam. That everyone agrees in those cases. Both Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ki pligi, the machloket, comes out benechasai. If he said my properties. Rav Shmuel Zavri, Rav Shmuel hold. Loshna nechasim elu. It doesn't make a difference if he said these properties, loshna nechasai. It doesn't matter if he said my properties. Adam oser, that a person can make something forbidden that's in his possession for even after it will leave his possession. That's Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yochanan, Rav Ish Lakish savri, Rav Yochanan, Rav Ish Lakish hold, nechasim elu, it should say, nechasim elu, adam oser. If he said these properties, a person can make that asur even after it leaves his possession. Because he didn't say my properties, where it sounds like only when it's in his possession. He said these properties, anytime that these are properties. Whereas, they say, nechasai, if he said my properties, ein adam oser. They would differentiate and say that you cannot make something asur after it leaves his possession, if he said my possessions, my properties. Maybe that's the machloket. So the Gemara now asks on Rav and Shmuel, umi ika lemanda amar, loshna nechasim elu, loshna nechasai? Do we have such an opinion that says that there's no differentiation between if he says these properties and my properties, which was the opinion of Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel says there's no difference. Both cases, a person, in Adam Oser, a person cannot, let's go back, Adam, Adam Oser, that whether he said these properties or my properties, a person can make the object Asur even after it leaves his possession. Do we have such an opinion? We have a Mishnah Meforash. This is on later on Daf Mem Vav. Ha'omer lechaverov. Somebody says to a friend, "Konam letoch beitecha." Says neder into your house. Let's see what that means. Shani nichnas, that I go into, meaning neder that I should not enter into your house. Sadecha shani lokeach, or your field that I will buy. Meaning it says your house and your field. Met, if the guy dies, oh shemacharo la'acher, or the guy sold that field or house to another person, mutar. He's allowed to benefit from it. He's allowed to go and buy it or go into it. Why? Because the person, he said, beitecha, your house, or saddecha, your field. It's not his anymore. Whereas, if he said, lebayit zeh, this house, shani nichnas, that I go into, or saddezo, or this field, shani lokech, that I purchased, met, if the guy then dies, or he sold it to another person, asur, he would be forbidden to benefit from such a thing. The Gemara is trying to say this is similar to the case of nechasim elu and nechasai. Meaning, if the first case is nechasai, it says like my property is like your house, your field. That's what nechasai is. Whereas the second case is nechasim elu. So if he said nechasim elu in general, you're right. A person can make that asur even after he leaves the possession. But if he said nechasai, my properties, once it, he's saying my possession, he's specifying that only when it's in my possession. So how can he make something asur after he leaves possession? He's trying to say that Rav and Shmuel, we see explicitly from this Mishnah also, there's a differentiation on the wording. So too in our case, there should be some differentiation in the wording. Ela, the Gemara answers differently, a final answer. Ela ki amri Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish b'nechasai. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were talking about when the person said nechasai, my properties. And that's why a person cannot make them asur after it leaves his possession, because he said only mine. When it leaves my possession, it's not mine. V'Rav Shmuel and Rav Shmuel were talking about b'nechasim elu. They were talking about, no, when he says these properties. V'lo pligi. They're not even arguing. They're talking about two different cases. Rav and Shmuel are talking about when it says these properties. So that's why when he's allowed to make it asur even after it leaves his possession. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are talking about my property, so he cannot make it asur after it leaves his possession. And that's how the Gemara answers the question.
Ron says, even if it says
nechasai
elu, because it said elu.
Very good. He said, very good. Oh, meaning if he says nechasai elu, it goes to nechasim.
Because
it said elu. Okay. I said that. We said, and during shvi'it, if he takes a neder, ein yoreh letoch sadeh, we cannot go into his field. So the Gemara says, mai shna de'ochel min anotot. So why is he, if he took a neder during shvi'it for the person not to benefit from him, why is that person allowed to eat from the fruit sticking out, but he cannot go in the field? Why not? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, "De pire de hefkera inun," because those fruits become hefker; they become ownerless, sticking out of the field. So the Gemara says, "Ara nami hefkera," the land, the ground of the field, is also becomes hefker; it becomes ownerless because now it's shvi'it. So how can that become asur to him? So the Gemara then says, "Amar ula beomdin ilanot al hagivulim." Says, "No, what it's talking about is the trees are standing on the borders. So since the trees are standing on the borders." He can come from the outside. Look, the Mefarish says, "Lechutz she'achol litlosh mina perot mibachutz." He can come and grab the fruits from the outside. Mishumachi eno yored dehad rachmana afkere la'ara gabei shvi'it letzorach achila ve'achshav lo ayan nichnas letzorach achila. When a person goes into the field, it becomes asur. He's only allowed to go into the field in order to eat from those fruits. So he wouldn't be going to eat from those fruits going into the field, because he can pull it from the outside. But since he can pull it from the outside, there's no reason for him to go into the field. And if he's going in without eating, that's asur, because that's asur to benefit. So that's what the case is. It's talking about the trees that are standing on the borders, he can pull it from the outside. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim amar gizera shema yishev amida. He says, no. It's actually, he adds on to this, and he says that really it's talking about a gizera, lest the person just extend his standing in the field for longer. Meaning he's allowed to eat in the field if the guy took a neder during Shavi. Right? But the fear is that after he finishes eating, he's just going to continue standing there. Continuing to stand there would be asur. Because he cannot benefit. He can only go in to eat. Look at the second to last mefarash on the page. Gizera. He's going to stand there. He's going to benefit from the properties. When it made the land ownerless because of Shavit, that's only all the meanwhile that he's eating. But when it's not for the needs of eating, it's not ownerless. So therefore, it was not made ownerless. He cannot benefit from his properties only for eating. Exactly. Okay, let's stop there. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet, on Memalef Amud Bet. We started with the case of Evus, that these people, that he's not allowed to eat from this trough that are placed in front of the workers. But we had a machloket if he's allowed to work with the person if on the same row in the vineyard. So Rabbi Meir said no. Rabbi Yochanan Chachamim said as long as it's far away from one another. And we got into on the Amud Aleph, we got into a new Mishnah saying the difference between if a person takes a neder for a person not to benefit from him during Shavit or before Shavit makes a huge difference. During Shavit, the things are ownerless, so the fruit sticking out would be permitted, whereas before Shavit, then everything would stay asur. We had a machloket between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Right? Rav and Shmuel said, Adam Oser, a person can make something forbidden in his possession, that even though it will leave his possession. And Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said, no, you're not able to do that. And we ended up saying that what was really their machloket? Their machloket was essentially that Rav and Shmuel were talking about a case that he said, Nechasim Elu, these properties. And Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish were talking about a case where he said, my properties. So that was the difference between those two opinions. And then we got to the final part of the daf, which was, what's the difference? If he says a neder during Shavit, why is he allowed to take the fruits that are sticking out, but he can't go into the field? The Gemara said, no, he can really go into the field, but we're worried. No, first of all, number one answer was, the trees are standing on the borders, he can pull them from the outside. Number two, Rabbi Shimon said that maybe he's going to go in there, and after he eats, just continue standing there, which that would be forbidden to do. Okay? Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen. Any questions, comments, feedback?